Twice. Two times. One, two. There you go.
I'm up here
right here. There you go. Alrighty. Praise God. Good songs. A little bit fast, but we'll get used to them. We got a 5-week month, 5-Sunday month this month, so we're good. Yep. Alrighty. Amen. Today is September 9th, right? Yep. September 9th, 2012. Message came out of my heart yesterday as we were driving home from the cemetery. And, you know, sometimes I wait to see if that's the message that the Lord really wants me to speak about, or the thought that's run through my head. I wait for the confirmation so that it's not just me. And this was on my heart pretty heavy, and it didn't change, and even after I prayed, so that's what I went with. And the message today is on deception, being deceived. Deception is defined as the act of deceiving, which really doesn't give you a whole lot. But the word deceive is defined as to be misled by a false appearance or statement, to be unfaithful to, which I was surprised. And that would be to another person or to a spouse. Or to be misled or falsely persuade others. That's what it means to deceive. So you're basically giving off a false appearance, or you're leading people in a way that is not true. And that's what deception is, and being deceptive and deceiving others. The word tells us in Proverbs 24:28, be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Well, we all know that we're called to be what we are and who we are, and we're called to seek guidance and direction from the Lord and ask him to bring about those changes, those character flaws that we may have, that we may be changed by his hands. None of us are perfect. There's only two people that I know in this world, and one was real and one wasn't, and that's Mary Poppins and Jesus Christ. But Mary Poppins was practically perfect in every way. They didn't say that she was perfect. So, one person that walked this earth that's ever been perfect. Some of us might think more highly of ourselves and think that we're pretty close to it. But in the grand scheme of things, what I have found is the Lord usually doesn't take but a second to show a person how very imperfect they are and puts them in check. We're not called to deceive with our lips. But let me ask you, have you ever been accused of being something that you're not? Have you ever been told that you're a hypocrite? Which is a person who pretends to have virtues, moral or religious beliefs that he or she does not actually possess. Especially a person whose actions contradict their stated beliefs. Contradiction is the biggest word or cause for being called a hypocrite. Now keep in mind, it's still selective. People still feel they have the right to judge others and to say that you're doing this even if you're not doing that, or even if you know different. And y'all are going to have to bear with me because I have to get this whole situation straightened out. My whole flow has been disrupted, so bear with me while I adjust. Alrighty. Have you ever been told that you're a hypocrite? Have you ever found it difficult to reveal your true self to someone, or thought if they only knew the true me? You know, being in a position that I am in here with the church doing God's work, I have to be careful of the things I say and do. And even those people that I think I should be able to say and do anything around or to, they even sometimes forget or might throw in my face that I'm saying one thing and doing another. The biggest thing with that for me is I'm still a sinner. I'm a sinner. Always will be. Born and bred, you know. And that doesn't change. And it's like I mentioned during Sunday school, is people perceive, have an image in their mind of how we should be because we're Christians, because we walk with God. People, for me, have an image in their mind of how I should, the things I should do and how I should act because of my position with the church. Well, I don't walk around saying those things, you know, and that's what a hypocrite is, saying one thing and doing another. Okay, I don't stand here from the pulpit, from the microphone, and point fingers and say, you did this wrong. You should never do this. And then turn around and do it myself. That's preaching one thing and doing another. It's not walking the walk or talking the talk. Okay, and that's for that reason I choose my words carefully. Because I know in an instant how quickly your words can be turned against you and turn and come back to bite you. I myself am subject to the same laws, the same rules, the same standard that everyone else is. We all are. And yes, we may say something that we regret. We may contradict our words. Through our actions, we may contradict our words, not intentionally. Or maybe intentionally. But the biggest thing for all that is judgment is for the Lord. Changing a person and their actions and their deeds and what they do and what they say is up to God. You know, we can give our opinion. We can say, did you know? Because a lot of times, you know, the word tells us to somebody that doesn't know that it's a sin, it's not a sin. Until that's brought to their attention. Now, for us, we know it's a sin, and we think, how could you not know that that's not something that you should do? But honestly, you have to give that person the benefit of the doubt. Until that is pointed out to them that it is a sin, it is not a sin. Once it's pointed out, if they continue to do it, then there remains a problem. They're continuing to sin purposely. And after a while, there is no forgiveness for that. That's what the word tells us, okay? But I try my hardest to not preach one thing and do another, or say that this is all for you guys and doesn't apply to me at all, okay? Deception. The one thing during Sunday school that ran through my mind the most, and I looked it up on my phone and pulled out some scriptures. But what came to my mind, what the Lord brought to my mind, is no matter what, things that are hidden in the darkness will always be shown in the light. Things that we choose to hide in the darkness from God or from others for the intent to deceive, to mislead somebody, or to falsely persuade someone else, right? To give an appearance or a statement, a false one. Those are things that we hide, we attempt to hide in the darkness. Not maybe literal darkness, keep in mind. You may try to push it under the rug, the fact that you did something, hoping that nobody's seen you actually do it, right? That's what I mean by the darkness. We try to hide things. Things that we hide are things that we're ashamed of. Well, you can't hide in the light. All things are revealed in the light. What's the light? God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh to the Father but by me. All things are revealed in the light. The word reminds us in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise. Have you ever thought in your mind, well, this person is doing something wrong, and it won't be long before it's revealed? Those things that are hidden in darkness, those ways people try to deceive us, you can only continue a charade for so long. You can only keep with that falseness for so long. Eventually, your true colors will come through. If it's not within you, you can't continue to present that image of godliness if it's not who you truly are. We can only carry on with that for so long. After a while, we start to slip up. Just like a criminal. He can keep committing crimes, but sooner or later, he's going to mess up and he's going to get caught. Right? Well, those are the types of things that we have to remember with deception. Have you ever suspected someone else of all these things? Thought, well, that's not, you know, this person always seems to be nice all the time. I'm sure that they're not. There's got to be some way, shape, or form that they're mean. Some time in their life that they say a bad thing about somebody. Nobody is that nice. Nobody's that godly, right? Why is that? Because it's hard to believe that people can. It's because of the way of the world. The world's filled with deception. The world's filled with lies. The world is filled with those people that want to see you fail. Deception can be a tricky thing because you have to weigh all the words and all the actions to determine what's right. No one wants to be accused of something that they're not. Nobody. Usually it's something negative, of course, that we're accused of. Have you ever heard of or seen of anybody being accused of doing something good that they didn't do? It's rare. Not saying that it doesn't happen, but it is rare. Usually it's something negative or something in a bad way. Rarely is it ever something positive. How many times in your life, in your day, are you misunderstood? Your actions viewed as deceptive rather than seen as the honest intentions of the heart that we may or may not possess. What bothers me when that happens is usually I find with those judgments that are handed down and passed down, when people are judging my intentions of my heart, it's usually because they don't know me. Sometimes it is people that do know me and don't want to believe the good or the changes. Or maybe the opposite, don't want to believe that I have my moments of weakness where I show that I'm, how about this, human? We all are. The word tells us in 1 Kings 8:39, "Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men." Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. Who's in heaven? Whose dwelling place is heaven? God, this is referring to the Lord, this verse, whose hearts thou knowest. Only God knows our heart and our intentions. How many times have you ever wondered if the things that you are being accused of are actually the ways of your accuser? Right? Word tells us in Matthew 7, "Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold a beam that is in thine own eye, thou hypocrite? First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. Have you ever heard someone say that finger that you're pointing at me needs to be pointed back at yourself? Oh, yeah, that's good too. When you're pointing a finger at somebody else, three more are pointing back at you. I've never heard that. Well, it depends. Not everybody puts their finger up or their thumb up. Right? But that is, that's one of the things that come to my mind first when someone accuses me of something, especially of something that I know is false. Is that how you are? Because people have a hard time believing that others possess qualities that they don't have. They have a hard time believing the good in other people if they're not good. They have a hard time believing that there are honest intentions with no ulterior motives if that's not how they are. Misery loves company, right? Well, with all these questions in mind, I've often wondered how many people perceive me. How many people perceive me as something that I'm not, good or bad? Does it matter? Certainly not. They're not my God. But I know if that they place me in the wrong light, then I become a stumbling block to them. The word tells us in James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Doers of the word, deceiving your own selves. We can deceive ourselves when we fail to see what's in front of us, when we fail to see the results of our actions. Remember, to deceive means to mislead. Falsely. To falsely mislead someone. There are those times, I'm sure, in our lives that we do it unintentionally. Maybe because someone forms an opinion without having all the facts and goes about their merry way. So because of that, not only do we have to know the word, not only do we have to study it and allow it to dwell within our hearts, we also have to do those things that God tells us to do. We can't pay the Lord lip service. Because all those things that are hidden in the darkness, well, they will be revealed in the light. Christ spoke to the apostles in Luke chapter 8, verse 17, and reminded them, "For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad." Nothing. Actually, it says, neither anything hid that shall not be made known. Nothing. All things will come out. Truth will come out in the end. We're to strive to be doers of the word, not just hearers, and to reflect the light of God that's within us. And I believe most of the time we are pretty successful with that. We may falter here and there. There may be those things that we still need to work on. But I strive to live life as God instructs, seeing the good in others, trying to see the bad, or at least remain willing to accept that not everyone or everything is as it seems, giving the benefit of the doubt. I myself have a very difficult time seeing the bad in others. And at times it's one of my faults because it ends up hurting me quite often. And it's sad. I like to see the good in others. I try to keep an open mind with most people in most situations. And mainly and partly because I know how easy it is to misunderstand and to be misunderstood. It's happened to me many times. So because of that, I try to give others the benefit of the doubt, to ask questions and to investigate before condemning someone. In the past few days, as I mentioned during praises, I've had words spoken to me that resemble the same thing. You understand more than most, or you care more than most. Being a doer of the word is my focus. Not being deceptive or being deceived is always in my thoughts. I try to be as honest as I can and do those things that are right. But I know the devil is busy, and he can use anyone in any situation to his advantage. So we have to keep that in mind. The one thing that we also need to remember is that those that practice deception, that think that they can get away with that, will not. They will not win. For us that know the Lord, we seek his will and his ways. We have to trust in him. Continue to do what we know is right and focus on our walk. Lead and guide as God allows. But we have to put those types of people in God's hands and know that God will deal with them. The word tells us in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You will reap what you sow. You can only deceive for so long. We also must remember how we are called always to walk with God. Be ye doers of the word, not just hearers. Let us not love just in word, but in deed. Always reflecting the light of God and thinking about those things. That in itself is the one thing that leads and guides me, is to lead in love. And not just tough love. The word tells us in 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness unto his marvelous light. Ye are a chosen generation. And this is my final word to you today. Always seeking the truth in all we do, knowing and trusting in the promises that have been given, let us always continue to press towards the mark. Seek the guidance and direction that we need, praying for discernment, that our hearts may be open and receptive, that our ears may hear and our eyes may see those things the Lord hopes for us to receive, trusting that he will make all things right if we only surrender to him. If you find yourself in those situations where you are hiding things in the dark, pray for the light. That it would become upon your heart, that it would dwell within you, that you would be able to overcome all those things and to be the child that God intends for you to be. Because it's through growing and becoming closer to God that these things are overcome, as we continue to trust in him for all the needs and know that by faith we are called to continue to walk for his glory, not our own. There will be those that will always see the bad in us and never see the good. And for those people, we must always pray and allow God to move in their hearts and show us these things. Amen. That's a word for today. Does anybody have anything to add? Danny?
Always remember, never forget. You're only as sick as the secrets you keep.
Amen. All righty. Thank you. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us stand for dismissal.